Hi, I'm Anita Foster, the Library and Media Specialist from Autry Middle School.
Hi everyone, I'm Lori Quintana and I'm the Library and Media Specialist from Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia.
Hey everyone, I'm Ingrid Hansen. I'm the Library and Media Specialist at Lindley 6th Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
And I don't know if I told you where Autry is at. It's in Kennesaw, Georgia, obviously, because we're all from Georgia. But that does not limit us to, we only want Georgia Library and Media Specialists. We want every Library and Media Specialist to participate in this, at every level, yes. To participate in this.
So welcome to Overdue Conversations from the Library.
I got a little sidetracked there, sorry. All right, so yes, this is Overdue, and we named this Overdue because it kind of went with our theme of librarians, but it's also because these conversations are overdue. We've needed to have them for a while. So Ingrid, do you want to tell us why we got started?
Well, we were all at a PL. There were about eight of us, and we were all together, and this countywide. Mm-hmm. And somebody had stood up and addressed the entire group and referred to library media specialists, but they said library media specialists or media specialists or librarians or whatever you call yourselves. And we're like, oh, wow. And then it was followed up a couple minutes later by a statement like, you know, whatever you do in your spaces or whatever it is that you do.
In your libraries.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of an identity crisis on what we do in our profession and in our library spaces.
There is. And so we wanted to address that. We want to be advocates for our profession and for our space.
For you as well.
And for you. So this is not a podcast where it's Anita and Ingrid and Lori talking and laughing and goofing off, although we will do that a lot.
Yes. You will hear from
yes.
us.
And it's not just about our opinions. We want to hear from you and what you have to say. So,
well, and we want to hear from all levels too. We all happen to be middle school library media specialists, but we're interested in hearing from elementary folks. We're interested in hearing from high school level library media specialists as well. So,
or maybe even students in a library media program.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Professors of library media specialists. So
any library professional, really.
We want to hear from you, and we have a way for you to do that. So we have a Twitter account.
Yes, we do.
And Lori, you want to share that with us?
Absolutely. So on Twitter, you can follow us at Overdue Lib Talk, and our hashtag is also Overdue Lib Talk. So if you don't have a Twitter account, we hope you sign up and that you follow us. We all each also have Twitter accounts. I'm at L in the Library.
I'm A Foster 68.
I'm I Hansen 12.
And so on our Twitter, we actually posted a survey a few days ago asking our library media professionals to complete it. And it's kind of getting your feedback on what topics that you want to hear about or want us to discuss, or maybe even for you to be interviewed about on our podcast. And so if you haven't completed that survey, we would love for you to go on our Twitter. And it's real short, right, Anita? It only takes a couple minutes.
It takes about 2 minutes is the average time for people to complete it.
And so it's asking you what you want us to talk about, which will become our hot topics on our podcast, right?
That's right.
And so kind of our format for our podcast each week, if you tune in, we'll have our hot topics and we will have some interviews for you for either interviewing our library media specialists that want to participate or other library media professionals in the field. And so we hope that you participate and fill out the survey.
Well, we're also going to have burning questions as a segment, which will be a question that we send out to all of you and want your feedback on. And some of those burning question topics may turn into a hot topic conversation between Loria and Nita and I, or it might be something that we ask whoever we're interviewing to discuss with us.
That's so. Right. And another thing we're going to do is we're going to have a website where we can post resources that go along with each of our podcasts. So if we're doing a podcast about makerspace and we're interviewing somebody about their makerspace and they have a list of all of their things they have in their makerspace, then we will have that list with links on our website for you to go in and download and hit the ground running.
So what is that website, Anita?
That website is overduelibrarypodcast.com. That's again, overduelibrarypodcast.com.
That's fabulous because I know as a library media specialist, I'm always looking for resources and I love to hear from other library media specialists on what they're doing in their spaces. There's so many different ideas out there and we're always better together. So this is going to be a absolute fabulous advocacy component, but also, as Ingrid shared earlier, a library media specialist community.
Well, and it's just great, as you said, to get ideas and see what other people are doing. And I say all the time, I haven't had an original thought in 20 years. I depend on all of you and your brilliant brains to share your great ideas with me. So,
okay, are you ready?
For the burning question?
For
Anita's
the
favorite
question. This is my favorite segment,
Anita,
I think.
Anita's been waiting for this one here. So
here
we go.
I have. Now, I can tell you, honestly, all three of us have already done this. We all have different experiences. With doing this, so here's the burning question. To genrefy or not to genrefy? That is the burning question. So,
and it continues to be a burning question because I know I've been a library media specialist for 3 years, and there are still media specialists that ask about this topic and how to do it and where are some resources that they can use.
And it's just such a big, it's such a big thing to do. It's such a big job, and it's always intimidating when you don't know how to get started and you don't know how you need to set it up and what does that look like and do I do dots? Do I do colored labels? There's just a lot. It's a lot.
Do you bring in nonfiction and put it into your genrefication, into your genres? And how many genres do you have?
Right.
And
that's a big one.
I mean, what are your genres? So
separate all your series. I was talking to a library media specialist who pulled out all of the books that she had in series, which I thought was really interesting and never occurred to me. So.
Yeah, I mean, and how do you genrefy when we're wearing so many hats doing other things throughout the school day? So how do you pull those books and genrefy them while you're also, you know, collaborating with teachers or doing something else in your position? So we hope that you share your answers to this burning question on Twitter at Overdue Lib Talk, but please always use hashtag Overdue Lib Talk. That's how you will be able to find any information that we share on Twitter.
And we are very excited about this podcast, and we hope that you are as well, and that you will tune back in. Also, go to our website at overduelibrarypodcast.com to get resources and learn a little bit more about the podcast.
Absolutely. I'm excited, guys.
It's going to be great.
All right.
Good things.
So thank you for joining us at Overdue Conversations from the Library.